Grandmother from Cuba versus Grandmother from Burbank. Derek Bailey versus Eric Clapton. Coach House Books, professionally edited over thick paper, leaning toward concrete poetry, versus Roof Books, edited in spare time, pedestrian paper, leading toward language poetry. The shoes Herman Munster used to wear versus the shoes Danny Terrio used to wear. Dumbing It Down versus Clearing It Up. The Scandals of Icons, Lady Diana, Michael Jackson, versus the Scandals of Previous Three Unknowns, the German Cannibal, Private Jessica Ryan. Poems that use product names versus poems that don't use product names. French pop duos with 28-inch waistlines painted on white jeans and oversized testicles versus American speed metal quartets with 36-inch waistlines painted on black jeans and normal-sized testicles. Family Feud versus Survivor. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy versus Survivor. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy versus the Jim Lehrer News Hour. Arguing with a parent who remembers everything versus arguing with a parent who forgets your name. Love talk that is like the cooing of doves versus love talk that is like the exchanges of diplomats. Smart, nerdy canvas sneakers versus indifferent hipster canvas sneakers. Imagism in short poems, jewel-like, less is more, versus imagism in long poems, river-like, privileged consciousness. Telling it like a joke and being greeted by silence versus telling it like a confession and being greeted by laughter. Defeated at checkers versus defeated at chess. Flarf versus Charles Bernstein. Susan Wheeler versus Charles Bernstein. This is Andrea Brady / Kesman Sutherland versus Kate Fagan / Peter Minter. Writing it in a sonnet-like sequence that seems a devolved form of the cantos, the dream songs, versus writing in sonnet-like sequences that seem devolved from the tennis court oath, the sonnets of Ted Bergen. Timely versus remiss. Presidential soundbites that appeal to religion versus political gatecrashing that never appeals to religion. Making it more bland for the sake of class acceptance versus spiffing it up for the sake of cultural capital. The page when it feels like snow versus the page when it feels like skis. An alcoholic dreamless sleep versus an antidepressant photoshopped sleep. Grandfather's cardigan that Kurt Cobain made hip again versus older sister's fishnet stockings that Karen O made hip again. I'm still angry versus I'm still depressed. The starlet that appeals to post-male menopausal straight guys versus the diva that appeals to post-male menopausal straight guys. Smoking in the shower versus smoking in the neighbor's parked car. Accent versus pigeon. Pigeon versus language. Accent of a nation versus language of a people. Countries that are included in the Princeton Handbook of Multicultural Poetries versus countries that are not included in the Princeton Handbook of Multicultural Poetries. Samson and Son versus The King and I. Seinfeld versus The Honeymooners. Chronic maintenance diseases versus temporary, quickly fatal diseases. Lofty structures that include many characters, gothic plot lines, and ornate syntax versus pedestrian structures with one self-involved, self-defeating, linguistically unadventurous protagonist. Waking up in handcuffs versus waking up in cufflinks. Poems to show to mom versus poems to show to Miles. Sonic youth if you've been raised in New York versus sonic youth if you've been raised in Poughkeepsie. The working class ethnic typecasting of Guinea tea versus the upper middle class ethnic typecasting of wife beater. Texas plain talk versus New England plain talk. Writers who never leave the house and grow thin, worrisome and legendary versus writers who never leave the house and grow fat, buoyant and internationally renowned. Professional curmudgeon, Dee DeBoer, Keston Sutherland versus professional cheerleader, Frank O'Hara, Jordan Davis. The poetics of the open road, Walt Whitman, Eddie Berrigan versus the poetics of domestic geography, Emily Dickinson, Heather Remsdell. Poets you respect versus poets you love. Here you go, it's love.